Have you ever felt inadequate to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Have you ever felt incapable of sharing your faith with someone who's hostile to the things of God? Yeah, me too. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't think there's a single person who's set their heart to believe in Jesus, to love Him, to follow Him, who hasn't felt that sense of inadequacy in telling others of the wonders of their Savior. Yet, as we saw just the other day, Jesus said to His disciples in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, "Go everywhere in the world, tell the good news to everyone." That wasn't just a piece of advice, it was a command. As D.L. Moody put it, the Scriptures weren't given for our information, but for our transformation. And as you perhaps contemplate sharing your faith in Jesus with others this Christmas, it's that transformation that I'd like to chat with you about today. Because Jesus didn't just send His disciples on their merry way, all on their lonesome, to tell an uncaring world about Him. No, He promised them transformative power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But the Holy Spirit will come on you and give you power. You will be my witnesses. You will tell people everywhere about me, in Jerusalem, in the rest of Judea, in Samaria, and in every part of the world." If your heart is fit to burst with the love of Christ, and yet if you're struggling under a spirit of timidity, of uncertainty, of, well, let's call it for what it is, fear, then know this. You're not on your own. The Holy Spirit Himself will give you the courage, the sensitivity, the wisdom and the words and the power to tell those who don't yet know of this Jesus all about Him. That, my friend, is God's Word fresh for you today. And the best way to lay hold of that power is to pray. Because remember, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.